League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any doubt? Is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. 806 on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Yeah, Bob Biggerstaff's a pretty funny guy, so get on over there, see him Tuesday. ImprovTX.com. ImprovTX.com.
What's this supposed to mean? Please ask Bob if he's been involved in a roast before and ask him if he's ever taken longer to ask a question than Lance. Art, you're such an a-hole. Lance asked one question and now the segment's almost over. SMH.
What did Del went? Kind of shrugged.
You going to watch Tires?
What is it?
Shane Gillis's new show that came on Netflix. It's a comedy show on Netflix.
What's it
Tires.
Called?
Tires.
Who's in it?
Shane Gillis and some dudes and a girl.
Oh,
they work at a tire shop.
I probably will watch it.
Yeah, I will watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm done with all my other stuff, so might as well start with. Finish that Ashley Madison thing.
You did?
Docuseries.
Was it good?
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, if you watch it, you'll learn some stuff. If you don't watch it, you're going to be fine.
Both.
Yeah.
If you watch it or if you don't watch it.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. When is Zero? You know what? The show that Dell told me about that ended up being a good show, 000. I thought we were set up for a second season of that. Are they never going to do that again?
No, it's over.
Why? I mean, she sat there. She was taking over or whatever, sitting next to the two dead guys. That had life. Are we really not going to do 000 a second
Apparently,
season?
Apparently, there weren't enough show. People that Dell told about it.
Apparently not, but that
I did
show
watch
was
it.
Terrific.
Yeah, it was
Remember
good.
That? It was really
good.
Oh, yeah. Aren't most of the people dead from the from that season? Aren't
yeah, there's a lot of dead people. What does that ever stop the show from
apparently,
going to
apparently
another season?
Apparently, the creators decided, hey, we got one season in us.
What's
That's
one
it.
With Kerry Russell? I watched that recently, too. Or not recently, probably a few months ago, where Kerry Russell's husband ends
the diplomat.
Up being...
The Diplomat. It's pretty good.
Diplomat is pretty good. Didn't she do things in that show, too?
She did some stuff, yeah.
Not like the Americans.
No, the Americans is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
The Americans was so good. And then, are they married in real life?
Who?
Her and Matthew Reese?
I think they are.
Yes, they are now together.
Is it another one of those?
They work together well, and mean, they did stuff on the show?
They get awfully close to each other's junk, so maybe they had to get married after that.
They met each other on the show, and then they didn't have to get married, but they did.
But that wasn't a Ewan McGregor, Mary Elizabeth Winstead situation where they got divorced while they were on the show?
I mean, we can do a timeline deep dive and see if Kerry Russell was married at the time and see how that played
out. My guess is going to be yes.
You're just guessing she was married at the time?
I think I may have looked into it before.
Okay.
And Matthew Reese. That's a really good show, The Americans.
That's a really good show.
And Ruth is on the show. Ruth, not Bader Ginsburg, but Ruth Langmore.
She is.
Yeah. You don't remember her?
I don't remember
her. Yeah, she's
a high school girl, and she's the daughter of somebody with
a target.
Yeah.
Some information, the target. So he's got to try to be the cool guy that smokes weed with all the high school kids, and then she starts coming on to him, and they want him to flip her by, getting with her, the Russians.
He didn't really
want to
do it.
Yeah, I've got a daughter. This really feels uncomfortable.
So the timeline suggests that Kerry Russell met Matthew Reese on set, and it ended their marriage because she was married to some dude from 07 to 14.
Woo,
and
that's
then
the timeline.
And then the partner, now Matthew Reese was her partner in 2014 officially. So at some point during the series run from 2013 to 2018, probably in 2013, she said, Matthew Rhys, I like you. Husband, don't like you. I'm done.
The husband said, hey, what's he's got? What's he? Where's he got his face in that scene?
Yeah.
I'm out of here. She's like, it's just acting.
You think the husband made the decision to leave?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
You don't know.
But considering how it worked out.
Maybe he found somebody better.
So, and then she just happened to wind up with her partner?
Yeah.
Well, you think Ewan McGregor just happened to, or Mary Elizabeth Winstead just happened to be on the gentleman in Moscow? She broke up his marriage, then he got with her, and now either him or her, one of them said, I ain't making this mistake again.
Who do you think?
Let's co-star again.
Well, she was the homewrecker, so she knows his tendencies. She goes, hey.
I'm going to be his love interest.
I'm going to be on the set.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the set every day. There was another one that we were watching. It was really good that they're not doing a second season of. It was just like, are you kidding me? There's been a couple of them. Somebody said Messiah. Oh, Dreamshake said Messiah. It continued.
It's on Netflix. I only saw a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I think I did too. What's Messiah? Did I see it?
Well, it's about a guy who thinks he's Jesus.
Yeah, I did. I didn't end up watching that one, but I've heard good things.
He said it was good. He said it was good. I don't know.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 45%.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 713-780-3776. Caitlin Clark almost got her win. Did you see that? Except she fumbled the ball.
You need to watch Dark Matter on Apple TV.
Yeah, I started it.
Yeah. There's one good version of Joel Edgerton, nice guy, and the other version of him is not so nice.
Yeah.
If you started it and you don't realize there's not two versions, you didn't get very far at all.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I started it.
Jennifer Connelly still.
She's still bringing a fastball, yeah.
Yeah, she still cooks.
Well, the trailer tells you that one Edgerton stole the life of the other because of a decision that he made that he wants to go back on. So that's in the trailer. The whole point of it is they're it's a multiverse where you can have many different outcomes in your life, except there's one focal point, one decision you make that changes the entire direction of your life, and then all the lives branch off from that point.
So you started watching or you wouldn't know this.
Yeah, and then that's even in the trailer. You don't even have to watch it. So now one of the guys was not happy with his decision and is trying to steal the life of another version of himself.
Steal another version of himself.
That was too complicated for me, I think.
No. It's easy for you.
Yeah.
Well,
super complicated once you get into it. Now, you obviously didn't watch Dark. Is that what the name of it?
Yeah, it was called Dark.
That was a good show.
Well, maybe that's what I watched.
Is that the one with German?
Yeah, the German one.
Yeah, that was really complicated.
This is different.
Apple TV.
Dark Matter. You're talking about Dark.
Yeah, Frankie loved Dark. I was like,
Dark. You cannot be messing around on Dark. You gotta make sure you got your. I'm finding myself turning off subtitles because I'm like, don't be the subtitle person.
I am.
And I've got subtitles on all the time. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, Dark.
I cannot be turning into this person.
Well, Dark is in German. So, yeah. Well, you don't need it because you're obviously fluent in German. But for the rest of us, we would need it. But the point of Dark is.
But that dialect
is different. Oh, sure. It's a theory show. If you're trying to break down what's going on, people go to Reddit for it. It's not a simple watch.
Yeah.
It's not a simple watch.
I was like, I'm out.
And I'm going to tell you one of my favorite shows. Del, did you ever see. You started it, and you made the mistake of not going all the way. I think it's Undercover and with Ferry Bowman, and I think it's Dutch or something like that. That actor is awesome. There's a show called Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y.
The show is called Ferry.
Yeah, and Undercover's the name of the first show, and then they did a spinoff called Ferry. But Undercover is a great show. Definitely watch that, Del, if you haven't seen that.
You've seen The Offer, right?
Yes. What is The Offer?
Making of The Godfather.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's a great show.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic. All right.
It's
one of my favorites.
Well, so that, and I've also seen the John, years ago, John McClane put me on the guy stays in the picture or something. I think it was about that same guy.
Oh, really?
Bob whatever. Yeah, it was a documentary from like the 2000s. The boy stays in the picture.
What about Craig the Surf? Was he in it?
No, he was not in it. Now, he could have been. The kid stays in the picture is a documentary. you need to see about Robert Evans.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Robert Evans. You need to watch that documentary. Is really, really good. 91% Rotten Tomatoes. It's from 2002. But Craig DeCerf could be in a documentary about Houston and the scene here in the 80s, which was, and well, I should say 90s rather, which was really a wild scene. He was a young guy who was a bodybuilder, and he started David Taylor asking to start working for him at David Taylor. And finally he's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I guess I'll do it. And he was immediately the best salesman there, immediately. And then he ended up taking over there. And then once they sold and went to a big conglomerate, Craig's like, this isn't the way I do business. I'm a family owned type of guy. And he was still there, and he's like, I don't want to be here. And he went out to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and he thought, this is Angleton. I'm not going to like this. He said, Lance, I'm telling you, it was Camelot in the cornfields. I could not believe how awesome it was out here, how great the people were, the community, and what I was able to do, which was offer, you know, he had the ability to go back to the way of having total autonomy of how he runs it. And the way he runs it is, we're never going to bother people. This should be one of the best experiences of their life. We want to get them as much as we can on trade-in value. We want to do as much as we can in terms of, you know, dealer cash back and incentives like that. And our number one focus is making the customer happy. That's it. That's their number one focus, because that's the best advertisement for them, is your happiness with your vehicle and your car buying experience. And that's why they win Customer Service Index Awards every single year. You are going to be happy with what should be a really exciting time for you, a brand new car. Whether it's a lease, whether it's a purchase, a truck, an SUV, they've got you covered at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Shop online at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 820 ESPN 97. Yeah, thanks to Rick and Michelle for having us out there all day yesterday. Hopefully you guys were able to stop by at some point. That Heart Brand meat, wow.
Yeah.
Was that good, that ribeye?
That was great.
He was, Chef Cecil was there. You want to talk about a guy who knows his craft? He was like explaining like the constitution of the state. It was unbelievable.
Akayushi beef that they have out there.
Like, yeah.
The Japanese cattle they brought over, is it flavorful.
The
it's
red
really,
Wagyu.
Really good.
They've got black Wagyu and red Wagyu out there. I mean, it's not only a place you get your grill, you get your meat there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they've got a meat selection. They're great people, and it really is. I mean, they've got so much stuff. I'm getting a griddle. I'm going to buy a griddle piece for what my grill that I already have to turn it into a griddle so that I can start doing my own smash burgers, bacon, eggs, stuff like that. And my wife said, yeah, great. Sure, you're going to do that. So what is that supposed to mean?
Right.
Yeah, I am going to do that outside. You're going to make a mess. No, I'm not going to make a mess. She just thinks I'm making a mess. I'm the one who keeps the house the most clean.
Seems to me.
Right now I'm just checking to see if she's listening, because I will get an immediate text if she is listening. 8:21, the Celtics won last night against the Pacers. They're up 2-0, but I think the series will get interesting. I think the Pacers are due to stomp the Celtics in game 3.
Depending on Halliburton.
I think what's that?
Depending on Halliburton.
Well, yeah, depending on how Halliburton's health is, obviously. If not, it'll be a sweep. But I think Minnesota comes back with a vengeance tonight. They have looked at Anthony Edwards struggling. They're looking at that on ESPN right now. I think that series, Anthony Edwards maybe has gotten a little full of himself with the 40-point games that he had and some of the big games that he had previous. He's got to make sure he plays team basketball. He's starting to ISO a little bit.
How about drive the lane, which is what you do well?
Yeah, don't
how
stay.
About let's stop throwing up a bunch of threes?
Yeah,
that what would are be you
smart.
Doing?
That would be smart.
You got the biggest team in the league, and you don't go inside. And by the way, guard the rim. Dallas crushed them inside at points in the paint. Crushed them.
Well, they're taking Rudy outside too. They're moving Rudy around.
What the hell are you doing, Minnesota? Be yourself. Why are you going away? And, well, they were tired from Game 7. I don't think there's any question about it. and Dallas was rested. Dallas just looked better. Dallas had a lot more energy than they did. So I think it'll be a different game tonight. I think that's a totally different story tonight. We'll see. And we're getting the last of our – well, we got a year to go on TNT. It's a shame that that show is going away. That's the best show ever.
Yeah.
I think in the history of – we all used to watch the NFL Today with Brent and Jimmy the Greek. And
oh, that's years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's one of the only ones that you
– No, this is – to me, this is the penultimate show that I've ever seen.
The second to last?
No, to the one you talked about.
Yeah.
The first football show with Jimmy the Greek, Musburger, Irv Cross, and what was her name? You think about how far – that was way ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Thinking about that, they had a woman on there. What was her name?
Well, there were a couple.
But I was a lot younger, but no, not – they're both
– Yeah, they were both they beauty queens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They had a gambling guy on. And, I mean, a rough gambling guy, too. Yeah. Not a, like, you know, that's what gambling was. Jimmy the Greek. And then they had Phyllis George.
Phyllis George.
Phyllis George. To me, that's going to be number one forever. Just because they were the first to really do it. And then Brian Gumbel was never on there, right? He was on NBC. So the best is going to be the first one, and it was not as long lasting, however, as this one.
It was Phyllis George and what was her name?
The other one?
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh, she was smoke.
Yep. I don't know, but they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. Absolutely.
They knew what they were doing. But then after that comes NBA Inside the NBA, and then I guess third. I mean, I would have to think. I don't think there's a baseball one because you don't have that kind of baseball. You know, I don't really care about what I see now as much. It's pretty much the same formulaic stuff. I'm trying to think of something else I would have seen. But
Jane Kennedy.
Yeah. Yep. Leon Isaac Kennedy was her.
There was a video out of her afterwards.
Oh, no. I'm aware.
You're aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
High school Lance was digging around.
Everybody was digging
You're looking
around
for Jane magazines, Kennedy. Anything you can find on Jane Kennedy. So you do have one more year, but they're just it's going to be a year of making jokes about how they don't have much more time and they're out anyway. They don't care. You know what I mean? That's all Chuck's going to be saying. But it's I'm still having a fun time watching the pre and post. So get it while you can because it'll be gone.
You put this out there, speaking of shows, Michael Wilbon is not a fan of MLB exit velo.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. He thinks it's ruined. Well, let's play. Dell, why don't you play that? Here it is. Here's Michael Wilbon.
Well, wait a minute.
Talking about, you see Dell? I just want to create panic.
He's like,
we'll get this because I want to. So my son and I had a brief argument about, you know, they think nothing that ever happened in sports is any good until now. And I said, and I think you can make an argument that analytics has, I think, ruined sports is way too strong a turn of phrase. But analytics has made sports more efficient, but I don't know that it's made all sports better.
Oh, that's
I don't know that it's made it better because we'll have this exit velo discussion, but Daryl Morey's freeze and threes concept has created more spacing, and they're better three-point shooters than ever before. They score more points.
Know it's a better game, though. You're right.
I don't know that it's a better game. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's I don't think it's the beautiful game of basketball. I think that when you look at, like, Michael Jordan, if he played in this era, he would never be the same Michael Jordan. It's impossible because he would have been a much better three-point shooter. He would have started shooting threes much earlier.
He only averaged 1.7 a game.
Yeah, and we would have missed out on the highlight reels would have been him. He would have had dunks and incredible shots.
Well, we still have that with Anthony Edwards, though.
Yeah, but he would have shot probably 5 threes a game.
Yeah, or more.
Or more.
Or more. Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about this exit velo on the other side. Dell, get it ready because he looked at you like, what the?
Well, I want to talk about
Why wouldn't you tell me
beforehand? He's got it ready. But when we come back, I want to play what Michael Wilbon says And if there's any, and if you have any problems with what he says, I want to dissect this a little bit. And if you guys want to call in on it, because there's a lot of baseball fans who are huge. I'm a little bit both sides of this issue with him. 713-780-3776.
I'm one-sided in my coffee love, and it's for free reign. And it's not R-A-I-N, or it's R-E-I-N, free reign, R-E-I-N, okay? There's free reign because it's a free reign world, okay? That's right, and because of my coffee, slow roasted in small batches, okay? Unbeatable, smooth coffee, full of flavor in every sip, a deep, rich flavor. I love the Texas pecan, but you could love the American Dirt or the Homestead or the Mustang or whatever it is that you want. Everybody has their own taste. Mine is Texas pecan. Get up and get after it. They've been doing it for over 25 years. It was born in San Angelo, Texas. And they just love it's Memorial Day weekend. They're putting out their 40% off for Memorial Day weekend. Okay? So get there now and save like never before, because we got you 20% off at 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com. You put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. But then you get there, wait a minute, it's 40%. So this is the time, never been a better time, to go to 975coffee.com. Try it, 975coffee.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So coming ahead, great Greek athletes, they're out there, pal. And we're going to have a Greek fighter who's got a chance to be a champion someday.
All right.
Okay. He's going to join us in about a half an hour right here on ESPN 97.5.
We've also got Lenny Ambrose from St. Arnold, my guy. He reminded me, the headline show, and I got to check Twitter, see if anyone else said anything, but College Game Day.
College Game Day
is phenomenal.
Yes.
College Game Day for sure is on the top. College Game Day is right there with Inside the NBA. Really, you could make an argument that it's even bigger than Inside the NBA. It's not which one's the biggest, it's which one's the most enjoyable, but College Game Day and... At first, it was not Reese Davis, but it was Chris Fowler. I think Chris Fowler was originally there, along with Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso. They were awesome, and then Reese Davis took over. Reese is great. The production's great. College Game Day is still one of the standard bearers. I could do it with that. Maybe I could do without Pat McAfee on every. I can't do as much Pat McAfee as
I liked it before McAfee.
I do.
I like it. I mean, Pat McAfee doesn't have to dominate, because Pat McAfee feels like he has to dominate everything when he's on the air.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Oh, no, he's the alpha on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's somewhat fun, but I like that show with Kirk and now, Coach is getting a little bit long. I think the coach's time. It's about time for Coach. But otherwise, the show's been great. Yeah. Now, Michael Wilbon. That's what we're doing, right? Michael Wilbon, you got the sound from Michael Wilbon talking about exit velo. He's not a big fan.
Now, is it no deal? It angers me. And in talking about this and thinking about it, and I'm glad we're doing this topic, Tony. So let me ask you something. The velo, the exit velo. Does it mean he's a better hitter than Tony Gwynn, who might have dribbled the frill through the infield in his day and hit about, 330 career and flirted with 400 once? Meaning a better hitter than him? And so what? So what? He's a 260 hitter. So why do I give a damn about the exit velo? I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I guess people need this, Tony, to become interested and more fascinated. And they go, oh, wow. Not only do I not go, oh, wow, it has started the ruination of watching sports for me. numbers like this repeatedly and put up on the screen day in, day out. It has ruined it because people aren't concentrating on the fact that he is 260 instead of 330. They're concentrating on exit velo. That's just me. You're older than me and more crotchety than me. At least you used to be. How you feeling about it?
So I think he goes a little over the top there. It's ruination of, you know, I can't watch sports. Oh, it's his opinion. I don't have a problem with exit velo and, you know, the discussion. And they're talking about how hard a ball is hit. They're just trying to quantify a little bit more about, other than just batting average, what are some, how are you hitting the ball? Are you hitting them hard, hitting the ball right at people? Are you, you know, putting good bat on the ball? There's certain things that you want to, that I think is interesting, that StatCast has done a great job of quantifying. I do think, though, that one area that is just really, it's just going to be unusual, is that the change in launch, the desire, you know, the math of creating runs and what is most important for creating runs. Obviously, home runs took on a much bigger, you know, it used to be about, years ago, it was about batting average. How many hits did you get? How many, you know, your time, did you have a successful at-bat? A successful at-bat is a hit. Well, now they started, and then they started looking at, well, a successful at-bat is not a hit. It's an extra base hit. It's a hit where not only you have a chance to drive a run in, but you're in scoring position then. And so what's happened is launch angle, you know, exit velo is just one stat he's looking at, but launch angle. So the way that you approach hitting has changed drastically. Well, and you know what's funny that he's not mentioning is, I used to be a student of hitting with Tony Gwynn. Like, I would read about it, my dad had me read The Art of Hitting 300 with, I think it was Ted Williams, The Art of Hitting 300, when I was young. And one of the things that people don't, that Michael Wilbon doesn't mention about Tony Gwynn, is Ted Williams told Tony Gwynn, stop hitting singles, sit on the back foot and drive the baseball. And then Tony Gwynn had his high for home runs the year after he had that conversation at an All-Star game with Ted Williams. Ted Williams believed in extra base hits. Like, Ted Williams actually is considered one of the fathers of the OPS movement without even knowing it, because he believed in slugging percentage and getting, you know, extra base hits and driving the ball for home runs. Like, don't just slap it for a base hit.
I'm not with Wilbon on, I'd like to know how, oh, that's interesting, it was hit 116 miles an hour. What I don't like is ex woba. Because you hit the ball hard, it was expected to be a hit, but it wasn't. All right. Or whatever.
It's really, you know, it's funny. I don't think it's really truly meant for us, although the public consumes it and uses it for arguments, and the public and baseball public is typically smarter, I think, about their sport than the other sports are, and they'll tell you so. I don't love the fact that they believe that numbers are their interpretation of numbers are infallible. You can't argue with me because I've got this number. I think that, you know, I think there is something to be said for, let's look at performance. I understand expected performance is going to be,
well, if the nerds had their way, Yuli wouldn't have played in the postseason.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, he had an awful year, and yet when it came time for postseason, Yuli was huge.
But it also, I mean, just from a completely objective standpoint, that's like the roulette wheel, you know, being all over the place, and you can't be consistent, and you've been betting black the whole time, but then black hits for you. You just happen to catch it at the right time where black hits for you in a long stretch of, ooh, I won again, I won again, I won again. You're catching good cards. Yuli caught good cards at that time, but look at what history tells you. He collapsed after that. Shortly after that, Yuli collapsed.
Well, he was terrible before that.
There wasn't an option to not play Yuli to me.
Yeah.
Yuli was the option. That's why I thought that was a silly discussion. And Yuli was terrible before that.
But they don't
take
any of the human element into account.
Well, do you like the fact that they swing? Okay, so do you like the fact that basketball has primarily, it's just a bunch of threes because the math tells you have a better chance to win?
Yes.
You like it because there's more threes?
I hate it.
You don't like it.
Because it's a bad game.
But see, my kids don't care because this is what they grew up with. So it's not a problem for them. And they've watched old basketball. They like the scoring more. They like guys who can shoot. They like the offense spread. baseball, do you like it more that there's higher strikeouts and lower batting averages but higher home runs?
No.
I mean, a 240 batting average, we used to look at 240 like, God, this guy, 250, this guy is bad. 230, God forbid you hit 230. It's not even, like, you don't even blink at Alex Bregman being, well, you do blink. But it's not that crazy for a really, you know, accomplished hitter to be hitting under 260. And you don't really blink at it that much anymore. And it's strange.
Well,
and it's because the focus is not on swing and miss. You don't care about swing and miss anymore. You can strike out all the time as long as you hit home runs.
There was in the game the other day that they scored one run. There's a runner on first, so the first baseman is holding him. The second baseman is playing right, as far right as you possibly can without crossing over second base. There was a gigantic hole for Mauricio Dubon to punch the ball into right field, and he didn't do it. And he didn't do it. And he pulled the ball. And it's just like, to me, that's not – you can tell me all you want about, you know, hit the ball hard, pull the ball, exit velo, hit it as hard as you possibly can. It's just, it's not smart baseball. There's no way that Tony Gwynn, you could do that to Tony Gwynn, and Tony Gwynn wouldn't take advantage of you every time.
And let me put this in context, because Jackie, you might want to check somebody's baseball card. Because Jackie says, Wilbon would prefer a 300 slappy that never walks to a 260 power hitter with a 380 on-base percentage. Keep him away from my team. That's not accurate, Jackie. He made a point about Tony Gwynn. Do you know what Tony Gwynn's career on-base percentage was, John?
Well, what was it? Was he a 330 hitter career?
His career was 338.
338.
His on-base percentage for his career was 388. His career OPS was 847. This slappy hitter with all the singles who only had double-digit home runs, he started doing it later in his career. One, two, three, four, five times in a 20-year career he had double-digit home runs. Guess what? That slappy singles hitter, he hit doubles too. He hit triples too. Just because you're not a home run hitter, Tony Gwynn had double-digit triples four times in his career. Tony Gwynn's OPS is 847. Do you like an 847 OPS, John?
Career?
Yeah.
I like Lance Berkman's 943 better.
Okay, well, Tony Gwynn, that's fine. Tony Gwynn had 1,022 in 1994. Is that okay with you?
That's pretty good.
Okay, he had 957 when he was 37 years old. Is that okay for you? He had an OPS of 958 when he was 27 years
847
old.
847 seems low to me for Tony Gwynn.
It's not. It's not. Look at your OPS guys right now. It's really, we got spoiled. The 900 OPS in 2017 is not normal. Not normal. Astros, that's why people look at that with a jaundiced eye, because the Astros had career years, like seven players had career years in 17 with the trash cans.
Yeah.
There's no getting around that. There's no getting around. We can look at home and away and all that stuff, and I make the same arguments many of you do. You cannot get away from, go look at Carlos Correa's numbers. Go look at Springer's numbers. Go look at Marwin Gonzalez's numbers. The numbers in 2017, when you're honest, are extremely high on OPS. And they've come down historically for a guy who doesn't hit home runs to be 847. But you know the reason? Tony Gwynn was 454 on base percentage in 1994. He was 404, 400, 409. That's not a slappy. That's not a bad on base percentage. If I go look at the Ichiro, there's another slappy hitter, right? He tried to slap the ball for singles.
Yeah.
Ichiro made an attempt. Now, he could, if you want to.
When he wanted to, he could hit home runs.
It's a classic example. Yeah. When he wanted to, he could hit more home runs. But guess what? Ichiro only had 3 years of double digit home runs, John. Just 3 years. His on base percentage.
I'll take Ichiro, though. I don't care about slapping.
Now, his on base percentage was 355 career, and his OPS career was 757.
I'll take it.
It's 100 lower than.
You don't want Ichiro on your team?
No, of course I do, because his stolen bases were also 509 stolen bases.
No, Jackie, I'll take Ichiro on my team.
And he didn't strike out much. Tony Gwynn almost never struck out.
Yeah, no.
It was super hard to strike Tony Gwynn out.
No.
Let me look at Tony Gwynn's strikeouts. Do you know Tony Gwynn was struck out more than 40 times? He never struck out more than 40 times. The most strikeouts he ever had was 40. He never, like, you couldn't strike Tony Gwynn out. And that's when he was 28 years old. 51 walks to 40 strikeouts. Tony Gwynn, you couldn't strike him out. was insane. Even his last year when he was 41 years old, 10 walks, 9 strikeouts.
No. Did you hear, about Maddux and Smoltz and Glavin and the number of times that they struck out that Tony Gwynn?
I think Glavin said Smoltz said he never struck him out.
Never struck him out.
Never struck Tony Gwynn.
Wow, it's unbelievable. 846 ESPN 97.5.
Fundamentally, has it changed? Do you think?
I don't think it's as good a game, no.
Why?
I don't think all the strikeouts and the non-movement. Now, they're getting back to stealing bases again, but the league is forcing it. I mean, with you can't throw over so many times. I think the league is going in the right direction, trying to get the game more exciting.
Do you think it's based on your age / your knowledge of baseball that you like before changing? I think probably so. I don't think most baseball fans who are 20-something or even early 30s, I don't think they really – and I think even Astros fans who have succeeded because of an analytics approach probably say, I don't care. I like the fact that we're doing things the best way to, you know.
Well, those old Astros team that had one power hitter, those Cardinals teams, Vince Coleman Cardinals teams.
Now, deeper outfielders, too. Like, the parks were bigger.
They were bigger, yeah. Yep, absolutely, they were bigger. Well, now they made them smaller so that they can hit more home runs, and I guess that people love the people love the long ball. Chicks love the long ball, Lance.
Okay. They do.
Yeah, but I'm not a girl, so.
But do you like your World Series appearances?
I do like my World Series appearances, yeah.
For Crush City?
Yep.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, then
I'm
maybe
all right
you do
with
like
World
it.
Series appearances. And again, this year, we're going to have a World Series appearance in the city of Houston. Hey, we're getting the World Baseball Classic in 2026, along with the that little World Cup thing, too.
Right.
We got it going on.
That little World Cup.
Yeah, we got that, too.
I'm glad they are coming to town.
Houston is basically the hottest city
in
literally
America.
And figuratively in the world.
It's good that we're having all these international events because the local teams aren't going to provide any titles anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
And I can tell people where.
Oh, apparently you didn't see our Texans.
Cuban restaurant for you. I've got African restaurant. I've got Nigerian. You've got what? Puerto Rican restaurant. Every restaurant you can think of. When people come in World Cup, I'm just going to stand outside and say, what kind of food do you want? And I'll tell them where to go.
No one's looking for that.
Are you going to stand outside Burger Chan again and
guard the burger? Guard people from getting inside and
like
now they didn't
dog.
Have anything in there, but I don't want anyone getting in their business. Yeah, so yeah. And they said, you got a free burger coming. We're going to test that today after the show.
Do you have a car to sell? Because I got GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is where you go get your car sold, where you sell your car. Because John Clay Wolf, and I told you, I don't know if you heard yesterday, I was talking about Michael, my guy over at Pickney. He sold his vehicle. He sold his Jeep. And John Clay Wolf sent him $100 because CarMax beat the offer. John Clay Wolf did not get, but it was like $8,000 difference. And John Clay Wolf was like, that's dumb. Go ahead. Here's $100. Because it's real. It is real. You get a verified offer that John Clay Wolf says, I ain't beating that, then you're going to get $100 from John Clay Wolf. Which tells me one thing, two things. First of all, he's got integrity. He says, I'm going to send you $100 if I can't beat the offer. And he did. Two things. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because you will know what the value of the car is. And if somebody beats that value, what? You get $100. What? You are establishing the value of your vehicle at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Now you go from there. CarMax says, oh, I'll give you way more than that. Go back to John Clay Wolf and say, he's going to give me way more than that. Come on, John Clay Wolf. And John Clay Wolf will either give you more or he'll give you $100. That's the kind of business that John Clay Wolf, and John Clay Wolf ain't scared of it. So bring it. GiveMeTheVIN.com. You have to go to one place. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Coming up in about 6 minutes, we are going to have Andreas the Greek with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tell you where he's fighting. You can watch maybe a future champion. Kid started at 6 years old fighting. He was I think it was jiu-jitsu or what was one of the I'll have it for you in a little bit. But he was a karate kid or something like that. We'll get the details of it. Man, the kid can fight. When he started boxing when he was 15, and he's doing pretty damn good. So we'll talk to him. We got the weekend of Oakland Athletics baseball coming our way. That is coming your way this weekend. And then after that, it's pretty important because it is the Mariners. So this is make or break time for your Houston.
Well,
Astros.
I mean,
you can't lose 3 out of 4 in Seattle. You can't.
No, you got to break even minimum, and then you've got to win. You got to take 2 or 3 against the A's. And really, that's just keeping your head above water. That's just keeping your head above water. That's really not doing anything. To break even with the Mariners, you don't gain any ground. What good does that do you? I mean, seriously, so what you're basically saying is we're trying not to lose more ground. No, that's a negative. You're a glass half empty if you're saying that.
No, what they need to do is take. I want a sweep in Oakland.
Sweep in Oakland, 3 of 4, and 3 of 4 in Seattle. How about we do that?
Let's just do that.
Now we're 6 of, and it's 4-game set in Seattle, right? So it's 4-game set, right?
Right.
So you're 6 of. So we need to win the next 6 of 7.
Right.
I'm not on the team, but I'm kind of we.
It is. Yeah. No. It absolutely is.
And I deserve another run at an ALCS to make it my 8th straight appearance in an ALCS. I don't feel like I'm going to get there this year with my fanship, but I think I deserve number 8. I don't know if I deserve it, actually.
No.
I may not deserve it.
What do you mean you don't know if you deserve it or not?
Just as a person.
What have you done what have you done that's been so wrong that you wouldn't deserve an 8th?
I mean, I just don't know that sometimes this is just me being too hard on myself, but I hold myself to higher standards. And so sometimes
what examples do we have of you holding yourself to higher standards? That doesn't play out.
It doesn't really. There are no examples.
Professionalism?
It's just a feeling I have.
Oh,
it's hard
feeling.
To come up with an example.
So it doesn't come out for the world to see, but you do hold yourself.
I hold myself to higher standards. Well, if
of
I
what?
Didn't, I would
higher
say I deserve an 8th. I deserve.
Do you
an
have
eighth.
A standard of professionalism that you? That
I'm
you?
Just being honest. You wouldn't be honest. I said I may not deserve an 8th straight ALCS.
I
appearance.
Wouldn't say I deserve anything because
you don't. It's not
it
about
has
you.
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't play.
That's true.
I didn't earn the right to play the sport, so I don't deserve.
Then you
anything.
Don't earn the right to come. To also say anything negative about your team either. Okay? If you didn't play, then you can't say anything
negative
about
your team.
That's not how it works.
No, I can comment on the team, but I can't say I deserve to have success.
I didn't say that. I said I may not deserve an 8th straight ALCS.
You've said
it's the opposite of what you're saying.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. I'm being honest, though.
Honest about what?
I'm one of the most honest people you'll...
Give us an example of what you've done that's been so bad that you don't deserve this.
Since you think you might deserve it. What's
I mean,
keeping you?
No,
I have snacks
doesn't.
Late
no,
at
saying.
Night.
No,
he what?
Snacks late at night before I go
he
to bed.
To bed without a towel.
Yeah,
you,
I did that yesterday.
You
as
did?
A matter of fact, yeah.
So
I'm careful.
We're starting from a point of deserving this because for whatever reason you think you might deserve it.
If he uses a towel, he deserves it.
So if you use a towel, you would deserve it.
No, it's just being a good husband to put your towel on the bed when you eat,
or maybe just eat at a table.
Yeah. That's what my wife
or
would say.
You,
but I want to watch shows while
maybe
I'm
maybe you eat with your family.
That's another point of contention in the house right now.
I bet.
Although it's just the whole house is just kind of gone. Like my wife said, we need to sit down as a family. I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. And then it turns to everybody. I don't want this. I don't want. Can we just fend for ourselves? I've got snacks. Like, I'll just make chicken wings. I got some chicken wings from Costco. In a base, and I'll make chicken nuggets. Like,
I
fine. We're going to rail by.
Hey, me didn't make chicken wings. What did you do? Just throw them in the oven?
Yeah.
All
right, we got a break.
Wings. But think about this, though.
Right.
I looked at, they had this video of Lionel Messi, like, working out by himself when everyone else was taking, and I was looking at him, and I thought, and this is being honest, and I'm like, if I had played soccer my entire life, not basketball, no football, no baseball, if I had dedicated my whole life to soccer from a very young age, I don't think I ever would have done what, been in the neighborhood of Lionel Messi.
Oh,
that's
you come to that conclusion?
Honest.
that you would have been the greatest player to ever play?
No, but I don't think I would have been. I don't think I would have been.
That's
even
what I'm saying.
I put everything into it.
You've come to that
conclusion. How do you like that honesty? Now, how do you like that honesty? You ever always say that I could do all this stuff? I say I catch three catches for 26 yards.
You couldn't do that.
That's very humble.
You couldn't
That's
do
that. That's a
no,
small
not.
Number.
You think
I just told you I never could have approached what Messi did if I dedicated my whole life.
You think being humble is suggesting?
That's humble. That's me saying I never would have done it.
You couldn't match the best player to ever do it? That's being humble?
We
you couldn't
break
be a left
it.
Back for the Dynamo. You couldn't play for the Dynamo.
We'll continue this stupidity later. Right now, though, we're talking about Houston.
I could have played for the Dynamo.
We're talking about Houston Powder Coaters. You know what? They don't have to be humble at Houston Powder Coaters because they're great. They're great. Five-star customer service, great Google reviews, very hands-on, great communication. You're going to talk to Robin, or you're going to talk to Jennifer, or you're going to talk to Mia, or you're going to talk to somebody over there, maybe Robin's son. Maybe you might even have him. Telling you how this is going to go. And how's it going to go? Well, send a picture to them of your patio furniture or whatever car part or whatever metal it is that you want to be powder coated. And they'll tell you, we can save it or we can't save it. Okay. We can help you out on this deal or go buy new stuff. Okay. But if you want to keep the stuff, like patio furniture that's older than 10 years old has better metal in it. So you want to keep that. Listen, you're looking for the best way to get into, to keep whatever it is, metal, make it look brand new, make it look like your team's colors, whatever it is. There's one place to go, Houston Powder Coaters. We love them. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.